You know what? It is very important because our arm is important. We need them to be healthy so they can protect us. And if they are not healthy, who is going to protect this beautiful country? And because our army are mobile, the HIV prevalence is high, very high in the army, because they move from high prevalence area to the low prevalence area. And they carry with them because they don't go with their wives. So they have friends there. And that's why we are doing that.
So what is the statistic of the people that are HIV AIDS positive? I mean in the army as well as in the civil population.
We had this meeting. It's not the final one. We will have a final one once we finish Jungle. And this is where we will give you all statistics, the people who are positive, how many of them, and the population we tested. But now we are giving just a scratch of what is happening. Borjubaro is very high. Very high. It is 9%. In the other areas, you will see it is 1.something%. Other areas is 3%.
Did the governor mention that the percentage of prevalence of HIV AIDS in the army is 5%? Can you clarify that?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's still... it's not the final one. We are still working on it because there are areas we didn't test. Even in both, there are areas we didn't test.
Yeah, you say 9% of 9% of the people you tested on Jubabore Road are HIV AIDS positive. How about the areas that you visited, like Pibor, Pochala, Kovo, and the rest?
Pochala is 7%. No, Pochala is 6. Pibor is 7. Okay, but there is another problem. In Bibor, we didn't go outside the community. It's just the army. In Fashala too, we didn't go outside because, you know, insecurity. So still in Great Jugule, we have a lot of work to be done.
Were the youth in all these areas, in Pibor, in Bor, in Pochala, on Jubabore Road, were they cooperative with the HIV AIDS Commission and other stakeholders that are involved in this process?
Yes, they are, but there are incidents. There are people who think that this HIV is supposed to be in Bor only, not outside. And they even say, hey, we are not going to get married with people from Bor because they have the disease. There are incidents that they told us, get out from this area because you who told you that we have HIV? There are incidents. But you know what? This is why we have the chiefs, to tell them we are not coming to harm them. We are not coming to make girls going around when people use condom. No, we are after the health.
You clearly put it that people are resisting, and many others were sending you away that there is no HIV AIDS in the area. What would you recommend to such people?
This is what we did now with the chief. We told chiefs, go out and talk. Kids now start sex when they are 9, 10, okay? And we have to protect them. So family... life, that time when people start sex when they are 15, 20, is gone. Now, it's early, so you want your kids to be healthy, talk to them about sex. And I always say...
there was this, you know, presentation from the facilitator that the prevalence of HIV AIDS is also rampant in the cattle camp and also in the swampy areas where people go fishing, in the villages. What do you say about this? What can you say about this?
You know, I think it's the truth, because I remember in July, I came here in Bor, and we tested 980. Most of them, they were young guys. And the prevalence was very low. From 900 and things, I think was 14 of them was positive. And you know why? Because these young kids, they know about HIV. They use condom. In this, when we tested, 100 only from 980 were female. So where is the disease? The disease is with female and elders. Because these young boys, they know to use condom. Our old ones, they don't want to use condom. And this is where the disease is. Women, they don't go and test because they are afraid to be divorced or be killed by a husband.